Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show in hour number two. Before we get underway with our next segment, join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always go back and listen to so many of our amazing interviews at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. And also, it is time to promote our app. That's because all of you listeners out there, you challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. Stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And perhaps you don't have an iOS or Android device. No worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Well, I tell you what, it is time to go around the horn. Spring training is underway, and it's good to have back with us Andy Pondillo for our weekly MLB news and notes. It's warming up outside, right, Andy?
It is warming up. It can be a little bit rainy over in Florida, but that's just part of the game, and the games are soon to get underway.
Well, there's a lot to get into, and I want to pick up perhaps where we left off last week. Let's dive in a little bit deeper and talk about the AL East. It's a division with great mystery, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it always is. It used to be Yankees, Red Sox, Yankees, Red Sox, Yankees, Red Sox, but now we've seen the Orioles in recent years build themselves together a good roster. The Rays are always hanging around. The Blue Jays, they hit the ball further and harder, and really that lineup is uncomparable to anybody else. So all these teams are very unique in the way that they're trying to win this season, so it really makes it a wide-open division.
All right, it is a wide-open division. Let's talk about the Red Sox. The addition of David Price and Craig Kimbrel, it certainly makes them a sexy pick, but do you believe in this offense right now?
No, I don't believe in this team at all. I believe David Price, obviously, is the high-priced free agent. He comes over. You now have a true ace. That's going to help. That's probably going to get you to the 500 marker. Craig Kimbrel, he's going to shut the door down as good as anybody. It doesn't fix Pablo Sandoval getting more overweight by the second. It doesn't fix Hanley Ramirez looking like he doesn't want to be there half the time, and you're having to move him to first base now. The lineup, it has some holes. It has some really good pluses. Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Dustin Pedroia. You know, this should be at least an okay offense. Is it a complete one? No, it isn't. The starting rotation outside of David Price is surely not complete. Can Rick Porcello bounce back? That'll be a big factor in this season. It's going to be thin no matter what. They're going to have to make midseason moves to try and fix that rotation, to try and band-aid this team. And really, that's what it feels like since the Red Sox won that World Series in 2013. It feels like they've been band-aiding ever since. Sometimes you just have to start to rebuild with young players, and that team will not do that.
You know, Andy, you talk about fixing the rotation. It doesn't sound like you're very optimistic, obviously, about how things are going to turn out in 2016. I mean, what kind of season do you expect from them?
I do expect them to have a winning season, maybe 82 wins, 83, just like right above that 500 marker. I don't think it's all going to be doom and gloom, but when you only have a team that's good enough to win in that type of range, it doesn't give you that high round draft pick, and it doesn't get you in postseason play. So what is it really? And even let's say everything works out right for the Red Sox this year. They do get a wild card position. They do win the division. You're running out David Price pretty much and Rick Porcello as your rotation as of right now in a playoff series. David Price has proven he's not a big game pitcher. He couldn't do it with the Blue Jays. He couldn't do it with the Tigers. He couldn't do it with the Rays. You're paying $200 million for a guy that's going to put up elite regular season numbers, but I feel like I've seen enough of a body of work to know he is not going to be Madison Bumgarner in postseason play. And if you have a thin pitching staff, you're going to ask a lot out of your ace. I don't know if it just doesn't make sense when you're talking about spending resources. I think $200 million could have been divvied up into a combination of players and more well spent for the Red Sox.
That is an obscene amount of money, Andy.
Well, that's what pitchers go for these days. If you're left-handed, you throw hard. You're going to get a lot of money if you can show you put up consistent numbers. And to David Price's credit, as much as I just ripped him on postseason, he is as consistent as it gets in the regular season as a true ace.
Hey, it's good to have back with us Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. The 2016 Major League Baseball season, it is just around the corner. So much to get into, and I want to get your perspective on the Blue Jays because they certainly have a great offense.
Now, their offense should lead the league in runs scored once again. You think Troy Tulowitzki comes over last year? He really didn't do much for them. He becomes Troy Tulowitzki again. This lineup has gotten absolutely stupid of what they can do in terms of run production. You know, sometimes you look at the top of the order, you kind of wonder if they do have that true leadoff man. Does it become a guy like Tulowitzki after we see Ben Revere move on? Regardless, I feel like they have enough depth to make up for that. Batista and Canarcion, or even Russell Martin batting at the bottom of the order. This team is absolutely stacked, and they will put up those runs. The question is going to be, they lose David Price, obviously. Now Marcus Stroman moves in to be the number one pitcher of the team. R.A. Dickey isn't getting any younger. Marco Estrada. You know, this rotation depth does not give me a lot of confidence. The offense definitely gives me confidence that they can go out and outslug just about any team. It's going to be hard to win 90 games with that type of structure. They did it last year with the midseason move of David Price, which turned out to be brilliant until he got to postseason play. They may have to make another splash move like that again if they want to try and win the East. But with this division kind of herky-jerky, I wouldn't count the Blue Jays out completely. I do like them more than I do like the Red Sox.
Hey, we're zeroing in on the AL East this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Our guy is back. That, of course, is Andy Bondillo. He's going to join us each and every week with our MLB news and notes. We're talking about the Blue Jays. You're saying, you know, of course, you don't see this, envision this rotation holding up without significant moves. Get us up to speed. I mean, what kind of moves did take place in the offseason, and what would you like to see happen in the future?
Well, for the Blue Jays, I would like them to see if they could try and get some starting pitching in there. You know, they've made a lot of significant moves to fix that offense, and I feel like the train of thought is it's easier to find pitching these days than it is offense with the shortage. So let's load up on what other teams are short on, and that's offense, and then we'll figure out the pitching later. The Blue Jays, the one pitcher they paid in free agency was R.A. Dickey when he came around, and actually that was a trade, and then they signed him, but you know, that's the one guy I felt like they finally divvied out some money for, and it just was the wrong guy. There's a lot of arms out there. The Jeff Samardzijas of the world they could have tried. Maybe someone like a Johnny Cueto, just go out and make a splash for one of these guys, and they never quite do it. Maybe trade some of your offense away for pitching and take a risk. It's tough. Stroman is a good young pitcher. He's a guy that looks like he could really take over a top-of-the-rotation role. I'm not ready to pencil him in as that number one pitcher. And without a number one starting pitcher on that team, it is a hard way to win unless you have that dominant bullpen.
Okay, so let's talk about spring training. Arizona versus Florida. Which state do you think is better to train in?
See, I find this an interesting conversation because a lot of teams are trying to move out to Arizona now and playing the Cactus League. There's not as much rain out there. But, man, if you want to do some cardio, I can tell you from being out in the desert, there's something about that air out there that wears you down. So I would almost rather practice in the humidity of Florida. So it's just preference. There's a lot of money involved and stadiums and teams sharing facilities now. It seems like more of the nicer stadiums are being built in Arizona, but Florida's starting to catch up a little bit. You see a new one going up for the Nationals and Astros next year. So, you know, these destinations, you think about spring training, you think about chain link fences and a, you know, small gathering of people. It's not that anymore. Some of these teams will draw 10,000 people to their stadiums, and they pretty much state of the art. They're as good as any field you're going to see outside of a major league complex.
Is that on your bucket list? Have you ever been to a spring training before?
I've been to one in Arizona.
How was it?
It was fun. It's different. If you're looking for autographs, you're looking to interact with the players, it's much easier. There's not a lot of pressure out there for these veterans. The veterans come in, they take two at-bats, they take their bats, they go home, or they work on something on the side field. So they're not really, I would say, as locked in all the time as that you really would expect them to be in a major league game. But that's okay. I don't want these guys going out there and playing 110%. I want them taking their two at-bats. I want them getting the legs fresh. I want them to start to get that body in shape rather than go out there and try to win games.
We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. Andy Bondillo with us in studio with our MLB news and notes. We're getting you ready for the start of the 2016 MLB season. It is just around the corner. Much more straight ahead.